Here's the basic structure of the index. You've got the list of terms and list of URLs. The list of URLs is out on a disk somewhere. You can search the index quickly because as big as Google's index is, they've got enough storage, and storage has gotten cheap enough that they can fit it in main memory, and they only go out to disk when they have to. And then they do lots of other clever things, probably for the million most interesting and common terms that people search for, they keep all of their URL lists in main memory also. And the index gets compressed. I was going to skip over this stuff. There's some stuff in the notes about this, because I need to say a word about page ranking. So this is the really interesting thing. PageRank is now an extremely important commercial commodity. Because if you're searching for cute puppies, and the puppies may still be a local industry, I don't know, but your site is not come up in the first page of Google's rankings, it's very, very few people go to the second page, and nobody goes to the fifth page. You just change the query to try to narrow it down if you don't. So for companies, it's very important to get ranked highly, and that's where you get into all of these issues, which I write about in the book, about the struggle between the pay for position impulse and the integrity of the search index. And all of the things that search engine optimization companies will do to try to get a higher ranking. But let me just say, basically, what Google did, you can actually go to the patent website. Google has a great patent search website and look up the patent. I think there's a link to it in the URL is actually in the book or the name of it. But basically what Larry Page discovered, and PageRank actually doesn't refer to the rank of web pages, it calls it the ranking algorithm that was invented by Larry Page, Google's founder, is to say that a page is important if lots of pages point to it. If there are lots of links pointing to my page, I must be an important person. But that doesn't really work very well, because as soon as there's any value attached to being important, then I will create lots of bogus pages that just point to me for the purpose of making me look important. So what you really want is that a page is important if lots of important pages point to it. So you get some kind of circular definition here, but it's not really circular. You can actually get a kind of stable measure of which pages are important by doing some linear algebra on extremely, extremely, extremely large matrices. So there's a whole piece of math that lies behind getting a useful definition of importance. And that's been done.